All right, if I can get your attention again, please. Now, let's just have two testimonies. Let's nominate two people that were just sharing that has to come and share in front. Let's give an opportunity to inspire our faith. Anyone? Craig? Hey? No, come. What are you waiting for?
Hi, beginning of the year, I told a small group I was struggling finances, and then Pastor D asked me, Craig, when are you come, can you get your money for the job I did? And I just ignored it, just didn't care about it too much. And then I put my name on for mission, Thailand, and I said, Lord, I'm struggling. And then last Sunday when Pastor D, I went to the meeting, and then 2,000 rand was paid in. I mean, like, you must remember, for me, struggling 11th hour every month, the Lord just coming through. And then last week, I said to the Lord, okay, now you did that, I need money. The very next day, my friend followed me, cried out a job for you. The very next day, my uncle followed me, got another job for you. I'm busy working in Tableview, and this morning I went to a Tableview shofar, to look at the word over there. And God has just been amazing. And then I didn't have a place to stay. I asked everybody in Tableview, I mean, like I knew. Every turned it down. And there's people that I'm still, that the house we're working at is not saved. And I said to her, I sleep in the garage, I got a mattress, and she said, no. My parents didn't raise me. I said, oh, I mean, they're about 50. And they said, no, we'll have a room for you. And last night we had a bride. And last night I asked, I said to a brother, he's a big man, I said to him, you want to come to church with me tomorrow? I'm going to show for Tableview. And he said, no, the pastor next door, Church on the Rise, invited him to church. And, you know, just go out there and allow the Lord to do whatever, you know, he'll do it.
Anyone else?
Hi, guys. So I'm officially done with university. Yes, and I'm very happy about that. It's 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I had a chat with Jamie. And I feel like one of the biggest things, well, my biggest concern was to finish university and to still have that thing in my mind or in my